Blog Talk Radio.
What happened to the music? There we go.
Down, 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 down
weekend is coming up, and it's 110 degrees out here with 35% humidity. It's like melting hot. The night where Virgil's at and everything, we got some good, some top of the knees coming up. And to all your parlor listeners out there, thank you for sharing and leaving those comments. Enjoy that. But anyway, Virgil, Russell, how you doing? Welcome back, Virgil. We missed you.
Yeah, welcome back, you old crayon-eating fucker. Where you been hiding?
We had, they got some gremlins crawled into the cell tower system around here Monday, Tuesday, and half a day Wednesday. It was a real kick watching these kids go nuts when they couldn't get on their fucking phones and shit and couldn't Instagram and TikTok and all that shit.
Oh, my goodness. I imagine so, brother.
We just about had a repeat of Jonestown, Guyana around here, but they was ready to drink the Kool-Aid and give it all up.
Wow, that bad, huh?
Oh yeah.
Big here in the big city, been hotter than hell. Temperature's been mid-90s, humidity's out 70%, heat index 105 plus. Just lovely South Central Texas weather we're having here. Welcome to July in South Central Texas. It's hot enough to make a nun cuss.
Right. Well, I've been up in that part, and that's how you can have that humidity down there.
Yeah. So that was in the wintertime.
I tell you what, you guys heard about Maxwell? They caught her this morning in the United States. As soon as she entered the United States, and she was in one of these big cities. I forgot where the city was. Well, anyway, they caught her.
Hey, Joseph, can you do something with your mic, brother? It's like she's got the tremble way up high on herself, man. You hurt my ears, bro.
Let me turn it down. You'd have a full blast. How's that? Is that better?
That sounds a lot better. We can hear you better. It's not so much.
Anyway, they caught Maxwell and everything. So now we're going to see what's going to happen. Maybe we don't know. You know, she could be put inside and stuff. You know, then it'll find COVID-19 and everything. But I tell you, there's a lot of interesting stuff coming out. And everything, too. Also, I was reading some articles where Adam Schiff was the one that leaked all that information out to New York County. And everything was this Russia, you know, bounty that's going on. So, what's your insight on that, Russell? What's your insight?
Well, you know, that's been debunked. It was never corroborated. Okay, you know, people just need to realize that people are going, well, the military behind Trump. No, they're fucking not, all right? Probably 50% or better of the military are in the deep, in the pocket of the deep state. They're not behind Trump. How many of these former generals had come out and talk shit at the beckoning of the INC? Y'all need to wake up and understand that, oh, this is going to be a shoe-in election. It's going to be a landslide. You're stupid. All
right? What?
You're fucking stupid. All right?
But, you know, Russell, like they're going to fall for the Kool-Aid. They're going to fall for the Kool-Aid, you know. We're seeing it already. They're falling for all this COVID-19 shit and everything, and it's like, you know.
Well, you know, this election is going to be stolen because of, hey, Virgil, pick your mic up, bro.
Yeah.
Turn your mic off for a second.
You sounded like Darth Vader there.
what I'm going to say is they're going to steal this election. Our president is standing out on an island by himself. The Republicans are doing absolutely nothing. Zero to help them on any of this. With the exceptions of one or two now, okay, there's probably about four, five, six people between the Senate and the Congress that don't need to be hanged. But you know, the rest of them are deep state establishment, quid pro quo. They've made their millions of dollars stealing from us, and they don't want to see anything change. Now, the interesting thing on this Maxwell address, to me anyway, is what you were talking about, one, I think they knew where she was all along. I think they had tabs on her. And what I find most interesting that came out is Biden's biggest donor, and I think he's the CEO of he's the CEO of Twitter or TikTok or one of those media platforms.
Oh, I saw that.
Don't
one.
Host.
TikTok. TikTok. I
it's
saw
TikTok.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he is tied directly to Ghislaine. Maxine and all that stuff. And you know that is. And then you've got the big deal there. Now we're just talking about one part of this. Now, we haven't even gotten into the Pizzagate part of this thing yet.
Right.
And there's a lot of big names in that. I mean, Prince Edward, he's hung himself, right? He's done that last interview. Gabe was just absolutely so self-incriminating. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Now, to believe, and you know, I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all think, oh, it's coming, da-da-da, like that. These big names are not going to go to jail and stuff. Yep. That's why they're still running around free. These trees. The only thing that's going to happen, the only way that's going to happen is if a full reset comes off. And you know what? After what I've seen in the news and stuff the last few days, I don't think the American people have the stomach for the fight to save our country. A prime example of that is that couple there in South Carolina, Mississippi, wherever they are, you know, Ken and Karen there defending their house.
Hollywood.
I'm going to ask you, where were their neighbors? All right, and they're back in it again. They're being threatened, crowd outside their house again and stuff like that. They've called the police. Police just said, oh, well, you know, leave, get out of there, you know, let it burn. And no, fuck no. Now, I've made a lot of fun of them. We all have because they had absolutely no training whatsoever and yada yada like that. But I tell you what, you've got to give credit where credit is due. And here's a couple fat, goofy, liberal Democrats who are going, no, you're not going to burn my house. We worked hard for it. We're going to defend it. But the key thing people need to take out of this is where their neighbors. Their neighbors are hiding in their houses going, good luck. And this is what I've been saying all along. When it comes, push comes to shove, your neighbors are not going to stand with you. They're going to pick us off one by one unless we group up and stand together. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's inevitable what's coming. There's no two ways about it. The Republicans have got no backbone, and the only way this country's going to survive is for us to stand up and take the bull by the horn. And if you're not ready to give your life, everything you own, into it, you know, we're going to lose our country because that's what it's going to take. Because there can't be any half-step, and you're in or you're out. And I don't think these fucking so-called Americans, these digital warriors and all these, they ain't got the stomach for a fight. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Right.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But, you see, way before November 20th, before the Trump cultists and all start really rallying and everything else, what's the background noise?
That's the dogs out here.
Okay.
We're fixing to lose our narrow majority in the Senate. We're fixing to lose it, whether you know that or not. And once that happens, regardless of whether Trump wins or loses, he still loses. If we lose that, we done lost.
Yeah.
Well, nothing is going to get accomplished.
What makes you think we're going to lose the Senate? What's your reasoning behind that, bro?
Well, from everything I'm seeing, the research I'm doing on this, the two seats that are coming up, the one in Colorado, that can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
That can go either way. And then there's one in, I think, Connecticut. Okay. That one there is a sure loss.
Mm-hmm.
That one there is a for sure loss.
You think
so?
So?
I really think so.
Well, with the
I really think so, Russell.
Going on right now, you know, with these mountains.
Especially, you see, this is state elections. This is state elections, okay? Even though they're going to be U.S. senators, these are still state elections. So the mail-in ballots, if they go with that, we're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucked.
Well, they're already catching them, Virgil. They already caught several states already with mail-in fraud. And they're not doing anything.
Well, there you go. And it's just like this bitch they picked up in New Hampshire. And by the way, that couple that was in St. Louis, they thought they was marching to the mayor of St. Louis's house, and they got the wrong address. But one good thing about marching on the mayor's house, the mayor of Seattle, they marched on her trying to throw her out of office. Well, she turned cold on them, and she sent the police into that Chaz or Chad or whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
and they got their heads busted.
Yeah,
but
there's
nothing gonna be done. And if we lose them two Senate seats, if we lose that narrow majority, you can forget about Hillary ever having to testify against anything.
Mm-hmm.
Emails or anything—that's going to be washed away.
They said if they win both the House and Senate, they're going to make all the states. We're all going to suffer, every last one of us. So get ready for it. You know.
Well, the thing of it is, with the increase in the violence, and with these—I mean—and I don't care. You can talk about the Senate. You can talk about the House. You can talk about mayors. You can talk about counties. You can talk about any of it. But all these spineless politicians are bowing down to these people. Okay, and it's not going to turn out well. It is not going to turn out well, as Virgil has said. And I'm telling you. We're sincerely screwed, ladies and gentlemen, because what we've seen happen in St. Louis with that couple is going to tell you what's going to exactly happen in the rest of the country. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody knows their neighbors. Now, right here where I live and stuff like that, I've got county terrorism right across the street to me. To the left of me, I got another combat veteran, don't come fucking around over here. All
right,
'cause we're still standing beside each other. Your neighbors, Joseph, are they gonna stand up if DHS rolled up there to carry you off? Would they come out there to your aid, or would they let you get carried off?
Well, where I'm at, I only have four neighbors, but yep, I can guarantee you they will. Well, we've been ready for it and talking and everything and stuff, so yeah.
See, exactly. Nobody knows their neighbors anymore. Nobody talks to their neighbors. It's all digital this, digital that, and, you know, this whole digital warriors thing. You know, that's great. I'm glad there's people out there, but what are they doing? They're talking to each other.
Right.
And that's all they're doing.
They're not acting. There's no action, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Russell, I really, I really got a kick, you know, when the parish council voted to take down the Confederate monument in front of the old courthouse in Plaquemine. And all of a sudden, you got Confederate flags popping up all over the place. And I'm not talking about just a little 3x2 or, you know, just that. I'm talking about some big fuckers. Some big fuckers on private property. So the African American members of the city council, of the parish council, the African American parish councilmen are kind of getting the idea, well, yeah, we can take the monument down. You know, we can take the monument from the courthouse, but can we take the Southern pride out of the people of Iberville Parish? And
good luck with that one.
So, you know, and it pissed off a lot of people. It pissed off a lot of people. You know, a lot of people. Some people are going to lose their job come next election. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you. But as far as knowing your neighbors, oh yeah, I know my neighbors. I know my neighbors. All I've got to do is put out the word of a bounty of a 12 pack per Antifa or Black Lives Matter, and I guarantee you, I'll have scalps hanging all over my house. That's all I got to do around here.
My point is, and I think y'all agree. If you don't, just let me know what your opinions are. What I'm gonna say. The biggest part of this problem, and I'm fixing to piss a lot of people off, are these Hogan now conservative Christians. And there is much response, and there is much, if not more, responsible for these insane gun laws and the stuff that's going on now is the Democrats, because all they cared about was, they don't care whose rights get trampled on. They don't care about anything other than protect me. We're Christians, we're conservatives, and we got money, and we should be protected, and we shouldn't have to fight for anything. That's your peasant's job to do that. Y'all are supposed to go out there and die to keep us safe. Y'all are supposed to go out there and die to fight for freedom. Not us, but in the meantime, we're going to make it impossible for you to do, because we're going to demand more bullshit laws so we feel safe. Am I wrong?
All because Russell, they're too fat and lazy. They're sitting on the couches and buying all those expensive guns. Well, what the hell are they good for if they're not going to use them?
No. Let me tell you something. All right. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I love my mother. The day she passed away, it hurt me very deeply. But my mother Joyce, she was a 3-time-a-week Christian, okay? 3-time-a-week. Sunday morning service, Sunday evening Bible study, Wednesday afternoon prayer meeting, okay? 3 times a week, ain't missed it till she got put in a nursing home. Ain't missed it. You could set your watch by her. The woman at 67 years old learned to play the piano so she could play the piano in church. Okay, she went and took piano lessons at 67 years old. Okay, and played piano all the way to the very end. But my mother was a hypocrite. She was a hard rock Baptist, but she was a hard rock hypocrite. Background noise. Serious background noise.
That's not me. It sounds like
and,
a TV.
What it is, bro.
There.
And,
now it's off.
Yeah.
What was it?
But she was a hypocrite. You know, she would quote the Bible to you. She would quote the Bible to you. The Lord says this. The Bible says that. But turn around, and she would do the same thing she would tell you not to do.
Right.
I used to pick up the Bible. I used to give it a red ass. I used to pick up the Bible and I'd read something about the Bible. And I say, oh, what's this fine print under here? This applies to everybody except Joyce. And boy, she would get the red ass. But Russell is right. Russell is right. Thou shalt not kill. Put your faith in the Lord. This, that, and the other. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes you've got the Lord helps those that help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's go by that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just like, you know, every day I get up, I sit here, I drink my coffee, and I turn on the news. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The local news, nothing but COVID-19, they reinstate.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge is passing an ordinance, you can't go in any place without a mask on, blah, 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 blah.
They just passed today here in New Mexico.
Then comes on Good Morning America. What's Good Morning America
mm-hmm.
all about? Race pimp. Race relations
mm-hmm.
in America, injustice against blacks in America, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well, all I got to say about the COVID-19 is I ain't lost nothing in Baton Rouge. Fuck y'all. I got all I need on this side of the river. Okay?
Right,
that's settled.
Right.
And as far as Black Lives Matter and black injustice, let me tell every one of you black son of a bitches something right now. If the white people would up and leave this country and go somewhere else and start all over again, you motherfuckers would starve to death. You would kill each other within a fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're always complaining about, oh, the white man's keeping us down. The white man's keeping us down. The white man is not selling drugs in your neighborhood. The white man is not pulling drive-bys in Chicago. The white
mm-hmm.
man is not destroying and burning down their own fucking neighborhoods, your neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, you know, whether or not you want to say, oh, we free, we not this, we not this. Let me tell you what, you still on the goddamn plantation. I bet you cashed that fucking stimulus check that Trump gave you. Didn't you? I bet you took them extra food stamps on your card, didn't you? You see? You want the white man to feed you, but you want to bite the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck y'all.
And I've watched a lot of videos, Virgil.
Let me tell you something. These sorry ass motherfuckers talking all that bullshit, they need us more than we need them.
Yep. And here's the thing. Respect is earned. You don't demand.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a racist motherfucker. I'm a racist redneck white trash honky motherfucker. Call me honky tonk. Fuck y'all.
May Russell was saying that the other day. it is true, Virgil. I mean, you know, we see this bullshit every 4 years, you know. After the election, it'll go away and everything. But you're right. You hit it right on the head. They want, but they don't look at the fact that, you know, the plantation they're on, they're being controlled and told what to do. Even these white liberals, they're telling them what to do. They won't let them think.
That's truthful, but that's no longer the point. BLM is no longer about Black Lives Matter. That's been proven.
Exactly.
They're funded by terror. They're funded by the Muslim Brotherhood. They're funded by China, Soros. They are the military arm of the socialist
mm-hmm.
revolution that is going on right now in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Antifa.
Mm-hmm. And he's
rich folks,
mm-hmm.
white, participation trophy winning hunks that want that think socialism is the way and they're going to make it happen. These are your college-educated idiots. And, yes, you parents out there, y'all raised these son of a bitches. Y'all sent them to school, and this is what we got, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need – and y'all want to be and y'all want to be over there, oh, I'm a digital lawyer, I'm this, I'm that. What you need to do is get up from your computer, walk to the closest mirror, gaze deeply into it, and realize where the problem lies, and then beat yourself profusely about the head and ears for raising these little shit fucks.
Right, right. Right. And actually, in a lot of ways, and actually, you guys, it's our fault. It's our fault too. It's our fault too because we allowed it to happen in the school. You know.
Well, that's it. You know, we've all been too busy to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the few that are ready to stand up and fight, we can't depend on anybody to our left or right or the citizenship to get behind us. Because I guarantee you. When the shelves go dry and this thing goes off, they will turn us in for an extra loaf of black bread. There is no Americanism anymore. There is no patriot experience except on these social network fucking platforms. Everybody's a Rambo. Everybody's rise up. It's time to fight. But when it's time to pick up that weapon, you're standing there by yourself.
Right. 100% true. You know.
Just like that couple down there.
I mean, it's just you say job. You say job to one of these kids nowadays. Oh, they're ready to file. They're ready to call 1-800. They're whipping my ass or something. They're ready to file charges on you.
Yep.
You know.
Well, you know what?
Every time I go to my daughter-in-law's house, you know, walk in the door, okay, she yells, Papa's here. They don't come out of their room. One's on the TV playing a PlayStation video game or Xbox or whatever the fuck they call it shit now, and the other one's on his phone playing a game. You know. I mean, you know what? And I mean, from daylight to dark, they stay on this shit. From daylight to dark.
My roommate's son is that way. Is that way, Virgil? He's on that damn Xbox, and he's got a 3-year-old. He can't even look after because he's on the Xbox from sun up to sundown.
I tell you what,
he's 43 years old.
They taught us in the Marine Corps, you know, you sit down and eat, you eat fast. You do everything fast in the Corps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You scarf down a meal. You ain't got no table manners, okay? They eat faster than what we did just to get back on their games.
Right.
They'll sit there in two minutes. 2 minutes, Russ. 2 minutes. They will clean the plate.
Yep.
They will clean the plate. Yep. And then they're back in that room on them fucking games.
Yep.
Oh,
I see that all the time over here. You want to hear something funny, Virgil? Well, you know, I've been working at the pit now for, a couple of weeks. I'm almost 60 years old, right? Doing hard work and stuff. And I'm seeing these young 21, 22-year-olds sitting there quitting because they can't handle it. And I'm like, I'm sitting there laughing at him. I'm like, you know, I'm older than you guys are, and you can't handle it. You know.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do when you know, I ask them this all the time. What are you going to do when you're 21, 22 years old and you don't know a fucking thing? What are you going to do to make a living? I don't know. And then these are the same. I said, y'all are the same motherfuckers, little punk-ass shits, that are going to complain about making $8-$9 an hour working at fucking Quickie Mart if you're going to end up keeping the job not lose your job for playing on your phone, and y'all going to holler about, oh, we want $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know nothing.
Right.
Wow. You pick up a bag of chips, the red scanner hits it, boop, the cash register does all the work for you.
Right. But that's like, I mean, I'll give you an example, Virgil. It's like my son, okay? You know, he had issues with drugs and everything. But before all that, he was like, Dad, I don't have job skills. I need to get it. How do I get skills? Can you teach me? I go, no, I can't teach you. You got to go out there and earn the job skills. Go out there and learn. That's how you do it. So I'll go, I wasn't taught. And the same thing is going to have to happen to me, you know.
I've got another one. They put in for these jobs, and they put on these applications that they can do this and do that, and they get hired. Well, all of a sudden, they got to hit the ground running. I mean, that's the way it is in the corporate world.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hit the ground running. Okay?
Yep.
And then they find out that they bullshitted them on the application. And within the first 3 days, hey, sorry, but we need somebody with a little bit more experience than you.
Yep.
So we're going to have to let you go and all of this. And then they want to complain about it.
Yep.
They
want to
complain. Well, they didn't show me what to do. Well, they didn't show me what to do. Hey, that place is a business. That place is not a fucking trade school.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well,
that place is a business.
I see this all the time over there. Half of these unions don't know how to read or even write. Or fill out an application. They have their moms or their friends do it for them. I kid you not. It's like, wow.
Well,
you want me to work with you on dangerous equipment? And you're like, not me.
Seriously, there's absolutely, we've allowed all our institutions to be torn down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going out to the history, as we've been saying for years here, this is what's coming to it. Right now they are. They're doing everything they can to tear down the history, and the politicians are buckling and taking a knee and stuff. Columbus, Ohio is going to change its name because it's just too racist. What?
Yep.
Well, look at independent fact checkers that's out there. You know, it's happened to me a lot. I've printed some history stuff out there, and independent fact checkers told me this is false history. It's not true. And I'm like, what the hell? You know.
Well, these fact checkers, I think you got to take whatever. You know, they come up with that, but you've got to take that with a grain of salt, too, because, for example, I mean, Snopes, they're still using this, those guys, man, and they've been exposed for 3 or 4 years as being, left as couch potatoes with absolutely no research or anything like that, you know, so
right.
It's all kind
right.
of a joke, my brothers, but...
That's more than
it's been a long, long time since I've been. That's not even true. Let me rephrase that. I don't think I have ever been this concerned about the survival of our country as I am right now. And the bad thing about it is these mayors, these governors, law enforcement, the three-letter agencies. Are they going after these bad guys? Are they protecting people from these bad guys?
They're
going to
come after us. They're
going to
come after us. Go ahead, Robert. Go ahead.
They're defending these bad guys, and the people that are actually standing up to them are being made out to be the bad guys. They're the ones being intimidated. They're the ones being charged. Did you believe that couple in South Carolina, the police told them, you just better get out of there. You know, the police didn't come to help them. They didn't send any police over there. They got a mob outside their house again. They're in their house, scared to death, and the police told them, you know, good luck, motherfuckers.
Yep. But you know what? You know, there was a photo that came out with that, Russell, that one of the black BLMs was pointing a shotgun at her. That's why she drew her gun.
I hadn't seen that.
That evidence came out, yep. I would post it to you, but I'm grounded on Facebook. So, oh, I can message it to you. I'll send you on Messenger. But, yeah, that came out. So this is what really happened.
Well, you know, it's getting to that point to where some of us, Berg, you go after I say the statement. I know you're going to have something to say about it. I want to hear what your opinion is. But it's gotten to the point to where the few of us who are serious and know what's going on, we're going to have to stand up, and we're going to have to be the sacrificial lambs to get this thing kicked off. We're going to have to be the ones that say, no, you're not going to burn my neighborhood. No, you're not going to burn my house. You come up in my yard, I'm going to shoot your ass, and we're going to be prosecuted. We're going to be made examples of, and all we can hope is that when people will wake up and go, you know, that wasn't right. That wasn't fair. But I don't know. I don't think the American people have it in them. What do you think, Virgil?
I don't think they do, because I'm going to tell you what. If I'm standing there with an AR and somebody points a shotgun at my wife, there ain't going to be no thinking twice about it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You made my day. You did something stupid. Here, here's your prize.
But Virgil, he was a peaceful protester. Why did you shoot him? That's what they're going to say. That's what's going on now.
I'll have a can of WD-40 in one pocket and a rag in the other, and I'll say the fucking thing went off when I was cleaning it.
Right. This is what these twisted lawyers, digital lawyers and all this are doing. They're like, well, these are peaceful protesters. They're not violent. What the fuck? You can see them on TV that they're violent.
Well, I can tell you this. I can post you a video of some people that you just don't fuck with. They'll be your best friends or they'll be your worst enemies. And it's that crew of diggers. That background noise again. Sound like somebody's breaking glasses or whatever. But
are you drinking their rum?
They will up there and this snowflake come up and was making, you know, Christopher Columbus statue and everything else up in North Philly. Well, them Dagos was marching through the street with baseball bats. And they ran that son of a bitch out of there. They cut the tires on his bicycle and everything,
video.
Man.
I saw that.
I believe if those Dagos would have been in St. Louis when those people came up to the house, I think it would have been a whole different story. I think you'd have seen some Goombas busting some heads.
You don't fuck with them
Philadelphia Dagos. I'm gonna tell you, I got experience with them. You don't fuck with them Philadelphia Dagos. I was in the Corps with too many of them.
And I think, you think
coonasses are nuts? You get some coonies, some guineas from South Philly together. They will fuck your world up.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. They handed their asses to them very quick.
The bottom line is all this racism shit didn't exist and didn't really kick up till Obama. I mean, we still laughed at Blazing Saddles, for all intents. And I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it one more time. there's always going to be some racism. You're not going to do away with it because you can't legislate away stupid. You're going to have people on both sides that are going to hate just because of the color of skin. But the vast, vast majority, 98% or probably more, don't give a shit about that. But this was part of the 16-year plan to bring America all the way down to be part of the New World Order. Obama was brought in. And I remember, Obama had to be signed off on when he ran for president. You're going to tell me none of these people knew? The SEC signed off on them. The Republican Senate had to sign off on them. Democrats had to sign off on them. He was given a thumbs up by the whole establishment, quid pro quo, let's line our pockets government there. And that's when all this hatred, right? And I want to tell you, This whole thing over the last 2 months have probably created more racist and racism that's been in this country in 150 years.
Oh,
and I don't think I'm wrong on that.
And the biggest part of it is
you're not
the
media. Wrong. You're not wrong. Okay? Let me ask everybody a question. Okay, a couple questions. Everybody remembers the Little Rascals, right?
Yep.
Okay. Who was your favorite character on the Little Rascals?
Buckwheat.
And then the other one.
Buckwheat
was
the, and Stymie.
Straight up character. What's
the funny,
name?
The funniest thing about COVID-19, there is a skit on the Little Rascals. Okay. Buckwheat and Big Shot found a dog, a pit bull, with a bunch of spots on him.
Yeah.
So they named the dog Smallpox. Well, shit got blown out of proportion. Somebody came in on the middle of a conversation or whatever and said, Big Shot Jones gave Buckwheat smallpox. And it went through the whole town. Whole town. They closed the schools. Everybody went in a panic. Oh, my God, smallpox is back. We're all going to fucking die. Okay?
Right, yeah.
And then the doctor goes over to Buckwheat's mama's house, and Buckwheat's in the bed. And the doctor examines him, and he says, well, he's just like the other kids, no sign of what. But Buckwheat's in the bed shaking. He's shaking. And the doctor asked, what are you shaking for? He said, I'm a cold. He said, you cold? And the doctor pulled back the cover and he said, jumping catfish, what's all the ice for? And he looks at Buckwheat's mama. And she said, well, doctor, you told me I've got to isolate him. She had him covered with ice in the bed. And that was some funny shit. That was some funny shit. All right, in the family. Archie Bunker, everybody's favorite bigot. You know, the rule we're talking about, you don't discuss, with Archie Bunker, you don't talk about religion, politics, or any fucking thing else. That was the rule in the Bunker house, and Archie hollering down from downstairs, Edith, look at this. Lord, looking over to Jefferson's house, the wallpaper got up. Lord, them colors are wild about stripes. And George Jefferson was downstairs listening to him the whole time. And it was funny. It was funny. Mm-hmm.
The same with Red Fox.
But
was it not the Junker? Remember his show was
When he said they broke into his junkyard, they broke into his house and everything, and the cop asked him, can you describe him? He said, yeah, he was YT. He said, YT? Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, say it together, YT, YT, YT. You know?
Yeah.
That was some funny shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
that was some funny shit.
Well, and you see, and the point is right there in that, All in the Family, Little Rascals, Blazing Saddles. We had gotten to a point as a country where we could absolutely good-naturedly laugh at each other, enjoy our differences, and it made us closer as a people because nobody was offended. It was always fun, and it drew us closer together as a country. And, I mean, you know, as I said earlier, for all intents and purposes, there wasn't any racism, you know, to speak of.
Well,
you're always going to have that handful on either side, you know, and but that's just such a minority that of our populace that it's really irrelevant until Barack Hussein Obama came in with the specific orders from the deep state and his handlers to bring strife upon our country. You know, a racial class warfare, anything. And he was good at it. You got to give the motherfucker credit. Mm-hmm. He was good at it. And this is how we got to where we are. And now we can't laugh at each other anymore. We can't make a joke without somebody being offended. I mean, you know, as a country, we are the biggest bunch of pussies on the planet, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I tell you what, there was an animation that came on TV. It was created by Eddie Murphy. Okay, I don't know whether y'all seen it or not. It was on Limited. Spike Lee raised 700 kinds of hell about it, and Al Sharpton did too. Okay, it was called the PJs. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
About the superintendent. Eddie Murphy did the voice and everything else. And the PJ stood for the projects, and he was the superintendent of a building, and they kept having drug dealers come in the building and everything, so he bought a security door, all right, the Super Lux door, the Super Lux 10,000 or some kind of shit, and had this thing installed in the building to keep the drug dealers out. Well, they fucking stole the damn door.
Yep.
And they were gonna make him pay for it. So he had to go find that door, and he went and tried to snatch it from a bunch of gangbangers, and they started shooting at him, and he put the door up in front of him, and they started shooting the door, and he was, oh Lord, these niggas gonna kill me, no. And then all of a sudden the shooting stopped and said, damn, we done run out of caps, bro. Man, what we gonna do? And then you had Smokey the crackhead, and then you had the woman up top that had five kids by three different daddies, and the kids' names was Lovitra, Chlamydia, Chevron, and the twins Monique and Unique. And I mean, it was some funny shit. It was some funny shit. Even the black audience was like that. You know, and they took Speedy Gonzalez off. They took Speedy Gonzalez off because they said it was demeaning to Latinos. But the number one cartoon in Mexico is Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Now what the fuck?
One of my favorite cartoons. Even with Yosemite Sam, Elmer Fudd. I mean, come on, they're cartoons. You know.
I mean, this has just gotten outrageous. I mean, Richard Pryor. I mean, who could tell a better racial joke than Richard Pryor?
No one.
And this guy was infamous. No one.
In my humble opinion, that was the funniest man that ever walked God's earth. He is absolutely hands down my most favorite comedian. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't some other good ones now, so, but hands down, he was my number one comedian, man. That guy was hilarious. And he did it, and he made fun of each other and stuff like that, you know? And we laughed about it. Now, if he walked on the stage today, oh my God, 9,375 people would be instantly offended. You know, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. That's like Andrew Dice Clay. That's like Andrew Dice Clay, okay? Who else in the world could fuck up Mother Goose? rhymes the way Andrew Dice Clay could. And it was some funny shit. It was some funny shit. And he told some racial jokes, too. And he got crucified for it. Why? Because he was a white guy, you know? And but, I mean, it was funny. It was you know, we could laugh at each other. And we could just we could joke, we could make jokes about anything. We can make jokes about anything because you know there you gotta look you gotta find the humor in everything. You gotta find the humor in everything.
We do that, it's like Russell said the other day, Murder. We do that with each other, and everybody's like, "How can you guys do that?" So I go, "Because we know each other. It doesn't offend us."
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you know, if you're in a crowd of people, if you're in a crowd of, say, 50 people, okay, now, combat veterans, I don't care if you're all dressed the same, got your hair cut the same, if you've got two combat veterans in amongst them 50 people, they're going to spot each other. And you want to know how you're going to know that they done spotted each other? You want to know how? They're going to flip each other the fucking finger. That's what they're going to do. That's just like if I see Russell. If I go to one of them training things or whatever and whatever, and I see Russell, and he looks at me and I say, "Hey, motherfucker," and I'm going to flip him the fucking finger. And he's going to say, "All right, right back at you," and he's going to flip me the finger back.
Right, right, right. Because
that's how we fucking do. That's how we fucking do.
Right, right. And that's the way, you know, we wouldn't be true friends, you know, and stuff. But it's like, you know, to me, you know, it's like some people are like, "Well, how come Virgil's so sorry? So mean, I go, "He's not mean. You got to understand his sarcasm. It's humorous. He's not serious, you know. Same as us and stuff like that. It's like, you know, we're pretty close to each other, and, you know, we get to each other all the time, so it doesn't offend us. We laugh about it."
I'm going to give respect. Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead.
You want to talk about funny shit? There's one thing I want to throw out there, okay? We had this whole Bubba Wallace thing, NASCAR, you know, the Black Lives Matter car, and all this, you know, and NASCAR fans everywhere were, you know what, fuck you guys. You guys just joined the ranks of the NBA and the NFL. NASCAR is dead to me now, too. So what are they doing?
They destroyed them.
All of a sudden, they've got a Trump 2020 car trying to bring us racist son of a bitches back in, man. I mean, that's how stupid these people are. Well, we're going to insult the hell out of you. We're going to tell you you're trash. We're going to tear down your heritage. We're going to treat you like dog shit. But you know what? We're going to throw you this little bone here because we need your money. You know?
Right. That's what it's all about, money and power.
I mean, you know, am I wrong?
What they're forgetting about. Go ahead, Russell.
Okay, I was going to finish what Berger was saying about veterans. I went into one of my favorite little joints there, man. The beer's cold, the drinks are strong, and they have some of the best damn crawfish you're going to eat here in Texas. And I went there one afternoon and ate, and it was spring. It was nice outside and stuff. Walked out on the patio, man. And I sit down, and this guy come up and he goes, "Marine Corps." I went, "Yeah, go simplify, brother." And we gave each other a big hug there and stuff like that, man. And just started talking and stuff like that. And my wife Sally at the time, she was like, "But you guys didn't know each other, whatever like that." She goes, "But y'all are instantaneously, you know, friends. And people have a hard time understanding that, especially with combat veterans, because, you know, people try to understand and, you know, but nobody knows where the fuck we're coming from. Nobody understands us other than us. I mean, it's a fraternity there, Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Corpsmen. It's a fraternity there, but there's nothing stronger than the bond between the United States Marines. And I get a kick out of it because a couple of my very, very good friends. One was Ranger, one was the 82nd Airborne. You know, they're like, you know, you guys are a fucking cult. And, you know, and we are. And, you know, we love each other. And we'll always stand beside each other. We'll stand beside each other, right or wrong. I mean, you know, I'd walk up there in a Virgil and, you know, regardless of what was going on, if he's right or wrong or whatever, and I'd be standing there next to him, ready to do what was necessary to do, you know. And I might look over at him and go, you know, this is your most fucked up idea ever, right? You know?
Right.
But I think that's what Virgil was trying to say. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, Virgil. Go ahead with what you were saying.
No. It's just there is no sense of camaraderie these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, back when I was growing up, when this motherfucker decided he was going to put a bunch of missiles 90 miles off the coast of America, all right, I remember the uproar with that. I remember, yeah, people were scared fucking shitless. They were scared fucking shitless. But they were all behind President Kennedy dropping everything we fucking up, totally fucking unloading on Moscow if this son of a bitch would have fired one off.
Mm-hmm. I talked to several
retired military people, you know, that were in the military. You don't know how close people don't realize how close we came to World War III with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when those ships were trying to run the blockade, they had a submarine, a Russian submarine, protecting those ships that put itself in between the ships and the American blockade. That submarine had two nuclear torpedoes on it, and they were ready to fucking fire. But all of a sudden, the Russians blinked. Thank God the Russians blinked. But, you know, and even then, we found humor in the situation. We found humor in the situation. You know, I mean, it was just a different time and a different mindset of America.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it got lost. I don't know when it got lost, but it needs to be
found. Right, and I remember those days, Virgil, because I remember being in school, grade school at those times, and we had to do that, you know, when they made us hide under our desks and do the drills and stuff. I remember that.
Yeah,
you know?
That hide under your desk, that's just like in Florida, that plywood's going to stop a hurricane. Okay, yeah,
we fell
for that shit back then.
You
know, it's all just everybody just instead of using their common sense, they go by what is on this television, whatever comes over the media, that's what we gotta buy. Okay, just to let everybody know how deep this bullshit is going. Okay, I went today. They had my truck ready today. I'm fixing to go run my first load out of Freeport, Texas to Lakeland, Florida, Monday. Okay, they were running isopropyl alcohol from Exxon in Baton Rouge up to New Jersey to make hand sanitizer. Okay, all of a sudden, Exxon calls, they canceled all the loads. Because New York City has a sufficient amount of hand sanitizer now. But if you listen to the news, the COVID-19 is rising. They need masks. They need this. They need they need all of this because it's relapsing throughout the country.
Yep.
You see, it's all a bunch of bullshit, people. It's all a bunch of hype. The body count is not that high. None of the protests called the spike. None of those people that were protesting and wearing masks and marching through the street and spitting on each other and fags kissing each other and everything else and, you know, bowing down, kissing Black Lives Matter feet and all that. None of that led to a spike in COVID-19, but the Trump rally did. Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God. You know, and I mean, if I go to Baton Rouge and I get a fucking citation for $500 for not wearing a mask in some kind of place, let me tell you what, I'm going to cost them at least $250,000 to get that $500 in court cost.
Right. That's $100 here in New Mexico now, since they mandated it today.
It is just nothing. Nothing is funny anymore. It's all politically incorrect. Everybody's getting offended. Butt hurt is everywhere, you know. And I mean, it's like somebody dropped a pussification artillery barrage from coast to coast.
Yep. Well, they did a good
job. I mean, just a complete pussification.
But what they did, Virgil, is they destroyed everyone's morale. They destroyed the spirit in everybody. That's what they did. That's what, you know.
Basically. I saw a good meme today with a door with the month July wrote over it and a bunch of people hiding behind a wall pushing the door open with a stick. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was funny. It was funny because, you know, it was the truth. It was the truth. You know?
But I mean, I don't know anymore, brothers. I'm like you, Russell. I mean,
this Black Lives Matter shit is all on TV. You watch Bounce. I used to like to watch Bounce because they had some good movies on there and stuff like that. I can't even watch it every fucking commercial. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, or that fucking homosexual, that black homosexual guy with the weaves in his hair talking about HIV medicine and watching two men kiss and all of that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just... It's just completely fucking gone. It's just completely gone.
Well, even on my favorite Western channel, Grit, I don't know if you have it where you're at, Grit, they're starting that shit with the Black Lives Matter. I'm like, really? And that's the only station I really watch. Because I love watching old Western, you know?
Well, you know,
that's sad.
It's exactly what we said was coming. We've reached that point. Shots are being fired. People are going to defend themselves. And this is going to intensify from a low-intensity conflict, which is where we're at this point. But it's not going to take much at this point to turn it into a full-scale domestic conflict, and it's going to be bloody. And it's going to be bloody.
Tensions are so high right now.
Well, what I think is our president and A.G. Barr, if he's got any kind of set of nuts, and, you know, they need to go ahead and arrest these people. Do it now. Bring them in. Get the American people back on track to where they're supposed to be, because I guarantee you, if they go in and arrest the treasonous son of a bitch, you will see America's tail come back straight up in the air and wag, and it'll be on, and there's no avoiding what's coming, so we might as well get on with it, do our full reset, go to D.C., drag these corporate-owned fuckers out of their offices, kick them to the curb, no benefits. Mr. President, put us back on the gold standard, wipe out everybody's debt, and fuck the banksters, and let's start this over.
Exactly.
Well, Russell, okay, but in order to do it, in order to do that, that's a good idea, and I'm 100% with you. But in order to do that, you're gonna have to lay down some Capitol Police. Then you're gonna be a cop killer.
I don't think. You know what? If you got enough patriots rolling that way, I don't think, man. But, you know, if they're going to defend the guilty and the scum, well, you know, they've made themselves enemy combatants because they're not standing on their oath to the Constitution.
Oh, I agree with you 1,000%. I agree with you all the way. All the way. But what I see and what I think don't mean doodly fucking squat. It's what the system thinks. It's what the media is going to portray us as. And it's what these idiots are going to believe. Oh, my God.
And they're already believing
white supremacist domestic terrorists tried to overthrow the government. Oh, my God.
Well,
and they all had assault rifles.
They assaulted some peaceful protesters.
You know, you just don't go do it right now. President Trump and AG Barr need to do their job. Now, when they go in there and arrest Clinton, Obama, Comey, Miller, a host of others, and they slap them in chains and drag them off to Gitmo for tribunals, these people are going to come completely unglued, and they think they're going to just run all over America. And that's going to be their opportunity to take us all down, and the people aren't going to stand up, and that's going to be the door that opens to it. And trust me, I do not want to see that happen. That is absolutely the last thing. There's nothing I would like better than to see this end peacefully, but until President Trump, and I know this is pissing people off, but until President Trump and A.G. Barr do their job and arrest these people for the very crimes they would have. I tell you what, if we would have done this shit 3 years ago, we'd be old history by now. We would have been hung a year and a half ago in public. They would have televised our hanging.
But it's how it's perceived. It's how it's perceived. Everything, Russell. You notice it's how it's perceived in the media. A lot of people think that the protesters in the 60s and 70s ended the Vietnam War. That's not what ended the Vietnam War. It was one photograph that ended the Vietnam War that got shown throughout the world. And that was when the South Vietnamese chief of police, General Nguyen, took out a .38 Bob Hammer snub nose, and he shot a fucking Viet Cong guerrilla right in the head in the main streets of fucking Saigon. When that fucking photograph hit the papers, or that bullet going through that son of a bitch's head, through that communist cocksucker's head, all right, that ended the war. We lost the war right there. But what they didn't tell everybody was, that this guy maimed and mutilated and murdered the Saigon mayor's family. You see, they didn't tell that side of the story. All they saw was, oh, well, you're executing people in the streets. You're denying due process. You know, you're supposed to be wanting to become like America. We don't do that in America. Mm-hmm. And that's what lost the war. That's what lost the war. That's what made Nixon throw his hands up and say, we're getting the fuck out of this shit. That photograph right there. Just like the photograph of the Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima saved World War II, led us to victory in World War II because people were buying bonds. They financially supported the war then. They dug down deep. That photograph in Vietnam, of General Nguyen shooting that Viet Cong gorilla, that's what did us in Vietnam, right there. And it was all behind how the press presented it to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
One was
mm-hmm.
presented in a positive form. One was presented in a negative form. That is the number one thing that needs to be done is all these fucking reporters, these Fredos, these motherfucking talk show hosts, late night talk show hosts, that's the first son of a bitches you need to round up and fucking shoot dead in the middle of the fucking street. That's the first son of a bitches you need to.
Well, but there's a variable in there that I don't think being accounted for is, and that is a large majority, I mean a solid majority, don't believe a word that the media is saying from either side, right or left side. If you're leftist, all the alternative journalism people are putting facts and truth out there, they're all lying, they're conspiracy nuts. And on the opposite side of that, all these left-wing media outlets, CNN, MSLSD, all these other outlets and stuff like that, that are leftists that keep making these stories up and stuff like that. Nobody
mm-hmm.
believes on the right side believes anything they say. So the media is kind of taken out of this, in my humble opinion. But my opinion is $5.20 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
But you're right. I mean, that's what's happening because, you know, look at Fox has been caught several times lying. CNN's been caught. ABC's been caught, you know, but nothing's done.
That's because nothing can be done about it right now in any legal aspect, because everybody's favorite black president, Barack Hussein Obama, in 2010, I want to say it was 2010, somebody fact check me on that, but I think it was 2010 that he signed an executive order. See, it was against the law to issue, publish, or whatever propaganda. All right? You put out, had to be
2012.
Factual. 2012. It had to be factual. He, by executive order, he changed all that. He went, you know, propagandize all you want to, boys. We got a job to do here. We got to bring America down. And look what it's turned into. And there's no legal way to approach that. And why President Trump hadn't rescinded that executive order, you tell me.
Right.
It's like this. It's like this. Why hasn't he unsealed Obama's records? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see just one. I don't know any woman who has ever become pregnant that didn't take 10,000 fucking pictures of her blown up ass and put them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, show them to everybody.
You don't see none.
Okay, you don't see one photograph, maternity photograph of Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
No wedding pictures. No nothing. No nothing. I mean, when she goes on Ellen DeGeneres, we see something swinging in them white pants. But we don't see no
right.
other photographs. You know? So,
right.
Well, Virgil,
so we not only elected the first black president, but we elected the first bisexual tranny, whatever you want to call him, president.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, there you
so
go. There you go.
They got two in one shot.
There
mm-hmm.
you go, Virgil, throwing all those racist facts out there again. What is wrong with you?
Right.
I'm under direction of the Imperial Wizard right now. He's texting me right now, telling me what to say.
Hey guys, it's that time. Do you guys want to continue or?
Oh well, I'm gonna tell you this one. I posted a picture you know, of my Confederate flag with all my guns on top of it on my kitchen table and stuff to those mm-hmm. Antifa people. And one of them said, Virgil, you forgot to put your noose in the picture, you know, because of the rebel flag. And I texted mm-hmm. him back. I said, I donated. I said, I let Jesse Smollett borrow it. He never brought it back. So.
All right. Right.
Almost got 30 days for that.
We saw right through his BS, but you know, at least Jesse Smollett had some imagination to his
story. I'm telling you. Well, fellas, I got to get up early in the morning. Y'all go ahead and go with it whatever you want. I'm going to shower up. I had a long day today.
Yeah, I'm not on the same track there, my brothers. I'm going to grab me a shower. I'm actually off tomorrow,
right.
But that heat whooped my ass today. So I'm going to walk these mutts and grab me a shower, and I'm going deep sick.
Well,
right.
I'm kind of mentally drained. A five amp fuse in my truck cost me $2,000 today. So,
damn. Just for a few?
That's right.
Damn.
Well, I lost a load. They couldn't get the truck. They couldn't get the E-log to work right, so he had to give the load to somebody else. So I lost $2,000. So.
Wow. But anyway,
it is what it is.
Right. Well, we'll be back Monday. We'll see what happens and everything. But, hey. Thank you to all you followers out there for listening in and supporting us on the show. And Virgil, you are doing Carter. We're having a lot of fun on there, how Russell.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. It's actually freedom of speech. There's some really good people on there. You can say what's on your mind Man, it's a great avenue. They are absolutely cleaning Twitter's plow, and it is actually a safe haven for conservatives to speak their mind, constitutionalists, and just good old Americans who's tired of everybody's bullshit. And I would urge everybody to join.
Well, send me the link. Send me the link.
I will. I'll send it to you. You can find me on William Bernard Zero at Parler. And you can find Russell at Texas Recon. And Hurricane Ann's over there. And Lucretia's over there. I mean, everybody switched over there. And stuff.
But
so
do they have midget strippers? Do they have midget strippers?
I don't think so. That's a good idea.
I mean, how am I going to open up my new nightclub down here if I can't find fucking midget strippers? I'm trying to find them all over the place. I can't find them anymore.
When we finally get this shit straightened out and get our rights back where we can be human beings again and go out, there's going to be a lot of bars that went under that are going to be for sale for cheap. And, I think it's time for us to throw in our pennies and open one up and let it roll.
Right. We'll
open one up down there. We'll call it the Loco Essays. And, you know, we'll have lowrider mm-hmm. competitions and all that kind of shit. And, you know, We'll even start serving White Port, Night Train, MD 2020, and Ripple by the glass. 25 cents a glass.
But hey, for all your Carter listeners, you know, this is how we are on the show. We crack jokes about ninja strippers and stuff, but hey, we do support them. So we'll be back Monday and everything. So. Y'all have a good weekend. Have a happy 4th of July tomorrow, all, and we'll see y'all later on.
Later.
Good night, America.